Good evening. Oh no, let's not start like that. Start serious.
Cringe.
I know you missed some episode, guys, because we stopped. You guys noticed.
Wait, we stopped? Did we?
We took a break.
Stopped doing episodes for a while.
I mean, I uploaded an episode yesterday.
Yeah. But they noticed. Like, it's not going as fast. The Patreon, you know? The Patreon guys say, where is it, guys?
Dude, we lost so many listeners when we didn't upload for
it. No, we didn't. We lost so much. Like, the new episode literally is almost overtaking our average.
See, that was a plan. That was a plan.
Our bounce back is huge.
It was a bait and switch.
But, welcome to... Welcome to episode 22 of the Anime Arc Podcast. I'm your host, Dennis, and I'm joined with Michael and Alex. On today's episode, it's a filler episode. It's our third filler.
Not as good as the last filler one.
Oh man. I'm about to upload that, like, tonight.
What was the last one?
It was the Crunchyroll Awards.
Oh, no. It's not as good as that one or the one before that, either. This one's gonna be mid.
My dream? A dream is when we become famous one day. We have our own filler list that fans made. You know how you search for like Bleach filler? You're like, okay, guys, this is canon manga, and it's like filler, and so in red.
I'll just make that site myself.
Filler canon. Is anime arc filler canon?
You made it all canon, so it won't be true. This is a trick.
Everything that happens on the podcast is canon. I do hate Alex.
He and everyone's gonna ship us together because of that.
We should act like every time we should act like the fillers never happened when we do a normal episode.
What are you talking about?
We always act like
this is a filler episode. It makes no sense.
We can do whatever we like because it's a filler episode.
So we have 7 animes that we have done since the last ranking.
Spoilers?
Yeah.
What?
No, it's not spoilers. You idiot. He's gonna release it after.
We've done GTO.
Is that your
Great Teacher
right
Onizuka?
Is that your ranking right now?
Arakawa Under the Bridge.
Again, second worst.
Second
Violet
best.
Evergarden.
That's his
third
rank.
Best.
His right
Blue
now.
Period.
He's going from best to worst.
He's
going from
best
to worst. No, he's going from best to worst.
GTO is the worst that day.
Komi-san can't communicate.
GTO was on the bottom for me.
Toradora, and then Jujutsu Kaisen, and also the movie of Jujutsu Kaisen. But we're going to put them together. Yeah. Even though we had separate episodes.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck you, Michael. We had separate episodes. I think it's fair that we should rank them separately.
Yeah, we couldn't react to future, you know?
We could have held it.
It's the same series.
We could have waited.
It's the same series.
Yeah, but we did separate episodes.
That I can do Violet Evergarden 10 episodes.
You know what? How about you guys vote on should we separate Jujutsu Kaisen or the movie and the series?
It's not the same series.
It's not the same thing.
It's the same series.
We watched it differently.
It's called Jujutsu Kaisen?
We did it differently.
It's called Jujutsu Kaisen.
But we're ranking the episodes. That's it. We're ranking the anime that we watched in each episode. Therefore, we should rank the movie.
No.
Yes.
It's a series. No. We're ranking the series.
We're not ranking the series. We're ranking the series that we watch per episode.
I mean, what do you think of... How drastically is it going to change your ranking of it?
It puts it down quite...
Because, honestly, I would put the two together.
Yeah.
Like right next to each other. So it doesn't really change much for
That's
me.
That's mid then. Mid as fuck.
What do you mean for you?
Yeah. Drops it down like 2 places. If I include the movie.
Did you write your list beforehand or something?
I just wrote it then.
See, that's what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
Why was it when we do like something like a big? I go do like a movies, each of the movies by itself then?
Yeah, if we did like Marvel movies. I'm doing Marvel movies.
Dude, that sounds pretty fun, not gonna lie.
I'm not ranking. This is anime.
DC movies.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we can't talk about Hollywood here.
Yeah,
we don't talk about anime.
We get banned.
What's Hollywood?
It's like. America Animation South Studio
America.
Pixar
American Animation Studio,
you know,
Marvel,
Disney. Yeah, that's Hollywood
is.
Right,
I guess it is.
I don't think it is.
Yeah,
it is now.
Where is Hollywood in the state? Is it California?
Yeah,
no, is it Hollywood?
Oh, you're right,
California's in Hollywood. Haven't you seen in the Shrek movie they have Hollywood?
But I thought that's just a reference.
No,
to the sign.
that's where Hollywood originally.
Like how in Naruto,
but Shrek is DreamWorks.
There you go.
Like how Naruto does Mount Rushmore of the presidents.
Yeah.
See Obama.
They're Hokage.
It's set in America.
It's Hokage.
Okay.
Eugenics.
We shall begin the rankings with our number sevens. Does everyone have their sevens ready?
I have one in my head already.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of crazy. I feel like our lists are actually going to be similar.
Maybe.
Compared to like last time?
I mean, the episodes we didn't have done in these episodes are kind of diverse.
Oh, actually, mine might be different from you guys.
I don't know about that. I can imagine.
It's quirky. I know. He's quirky. He's different.
Yeah, like, so you're agreeing with me and mine's going to be different?
I mean, I know what you're going to do, I think.
Oh, you want to guess my seven?
That's going to spoil it.
Oh, okay.
Skip to number seven right now.
Skip to starting from number
seven.
Skip
to the first one.
Who wants to start then?
Arakawa.
Komi.
Arakawa.
Really?
Yeah.
You said you like Komi.
I said I like Komi, but I also liked Arakawa. Okay. I liked Arakawa more.
I said Arakawa.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, you guys. That's crazy. This is like the first time we've ever matched.
Really?
Yeah,
I think our entire list the last time was completely different.
You guys have pretty good. You guys have mid taste, that's right. You guys have mid taste, right? Not even.
You guys have trash taste,
bro.
You know, Dennis said himself, this is my list, it's subjective. And then the next episode's like, no, you're wrong, you're trash. They're like,
what do you mean? I said it in the episode as well, your list is trash, putting Mob Psycho third, crazy motherfucker.
He put Nagato in one. Alright.
He did not put.
Yeah, well, you forget that, see?
No.
Why am I being gaslit?
He put Mob Psycho.
He's trying to gaslight.
You Nagato one.
Yeah, see? Told you. He's crazy.
Why is this guy gaslighting?
That's why he said that his list is subjective. It's my list, he said, so he doesn't want to get...
You're crazy. You're crazy.
High mind war.
You crazy bastard.
He's right. Like, check the video. I put it number one.
But no one's going to check it.
I'm going to check it. I'm going to cry if I see that.
But yeah, I won't go with my Sheikah.
Why not? Just go into detail.
We already said it. Well, I wanted to watch the episode. What's the point of doing it? We're just going to say everything here.
This is a filler episode.
Michael, if we just label like what we wrote, it's going to be done in 20 minutes.
What? I know, it's like, you know, comedy is subjective, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't find it funny.
Fuck you.
You know?
You just don't have a good sense of comedy.
I mean, the thing is, right? It's that easy. Has your feelings on the anime changed since, like, because it's been like 2 months since we did it?
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, but like sometimes after,
you watch
if you digest an anime over time, like you'd be like, oh, I'm looking more fondly of it, you know? Paprika.
Paprika.
Paprika. Mild paprika.
No. Sister.
And the thing is, even like in terms of like Shaft anime,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a lower tier.
I mean, I only know Shaft for Monogatari. Like, what else do they do?
That's a pretty big.
Oh, I guess Nisekoi. What else you got? Oh, you're right.
They do have a lot of.
In terms of like standard of stuff, it's kind of like a lower tier.
For Shaft, sure, but that's because you're comparing it against like really.
But it is also like, obviously they've done anime before then, but it is like one of their first going into that.
Yeah.
That like new generation. Came out 2010, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was
it's a bit edgy, if I do.
Big year on anime, bro.
Yeah,
even then, like, the only character I found interesting was the main guy. But
not,
then.
Not Hoshi?
Yeah, but and then everyone else was weird.
You didn't like Hoshi?
No, Tomisuka.
You're a scammer if you don't like Hoshi.
Hoshi was just like.
No, you're a scammer. You're a scammer if you don't like Hoshi, okay?
Yeah, you don't like.
Else is weird.
Oh, this is kind of fucked up.
That's
the
point.
I forgot the main girl's name. It's not Venus, is it?
Venus.
No, that's where she's from.
That's where she's from.
What's her name?
Venus. You don't remember her name.
Yeah, you don't even remember her name, and you put it higher than Komi.
To be fair,
I will say I don't remember Komi-san characters' names either.
I only know
Komi. Is that the author?
I forget names very easily.
So do I.
I just find it forgettable, so I don't care.
I don't even remember the main character's name.
I don't remember the main character.
Why did you say Hoshi when I said the main guy?
Because I said
he said
you only like the main guy, but you don't like Hoshi? That's what I was asking.
I remember Sister. I'm Maria.
Yeah.
The English ones.
Damn.
Got him there.
Don't call me out like that, but
don't worry, I'm the same. Jeffy's name's hard to remember.
Haruka.
Who's that?
Main guy.
Oh shit.
No, yeah, it's like
Okay.
I thought you were about to correct him.
No, because like, it'd be interesting if he was the only weird guy amongst normal people, right? But since everyone else is just weird, it's kind of just normal.
I don't understand why you're like,
I feel like
I don't know why you're asking for the exact opposite of what it was. Like,
yeah, because relax. Everyone else was weird. It wasn't funny. It was just doing random stuff.
It's so, you got to break norms, man. You got to break norms.
I feel like it'll be easier to justify
into your
why I picked it last if we like start talking about our sixth.
Yeah.
So like, can you talk up Komi-san? I mean, talk down Komi-san, I guess.
I mean, like it was like it wasn't a bad. The thing was, out of all the anime we've done, I haven't seen any to be bad. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't seen like a generically bad one. You guys don't like this one, that's fine.
Yeah, no, what I mean, I wouldn't call Arakawa like a horrendous anime.
No, I was bored. That's it.
Yeah, it's like...
But
I don't know. Since we started this channel, I've found my like respect for Michael's dropped like a lot.
What?
To be honest, like I've just lost respect for Michael.
I think we've lost respect for each other.
Not you, Dennis.
Oh, shit.
I never lose respect for you.
I don't.
It's already gone.
I understand that other people have different opinions than adults.
Like, I don't. Fuck you. Like you. Imagine choosing.
Yeah, but you're
creators.
Stupid.
See?
Like, your taste is ass, bro. Like, taste is subjective for me and Dennis, but you. Nah.
See, you're
just wrong, bro.
You're child.
I didn't even get a cap on you, bro.
See?
I just moved like that. Look, Komi was like. It was like, I don't know, I found it not boring, but I found it like very background music. Like it was like, it was like it's digestible in a way, but it's like, you know, it was hyped up too much.
That's
nice.
Agreed.
Usually, I don't fall into the hype usually.
You disagree with me.
Like, I think, okay, can we say our sixes? Because I think our sixes might shed light on a lot of situations.
Number six. Kobe. Mine is Arakawa.
Mine is Kobe.
Like, to be honest, the last two were pretty interchangeable.
No. I specifically ordered it this way. And the reason is...
You're a
simp. It's because...
You're a simp. Season two.
Oh, shit, you see the rest of my list? How dare you?
He's going to say season two. Something about season two.
Because... I would watch season 2 of Komi-san. I would not watch season 2 of Arakawa.
I would watch season 2 of Arakawa.
I would watch season 2 of both fans.
Would you?
I wouldn't.
That's the thing.
Oh, there you go.
But you guys wouldn't watch it, you know?
Maybe. But that's the thing. I wouldn't watch season 2 of Komi, but I would watch season 2 of Arakawa.
Why haven't you?
Huh?
Why haven't you watched it yet?
I started watching Bleach.
Have you finished that?
Nah. I started watching... Dude, you even dragged me through the mud, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Like... Between that and the long-ass Genshin... Like, Genshin brought a new event out. And it's pure story. It's so trash.
Oh, man. Everyone loves the Genshin story.
But if they put it on a timer, and it's like, I don't have time to do this. Let's go.
But yeah, like...
The thing is, like, I know I put Komi-san above Arakawa, but I found some, like... I laughed at Arakawa. No, Komi. And had emotion... Strong emotion for Komi. Arakawa,
so you say you were bored of Arakawa, but Komi-san at least gave you something to hate, so
maybe
you put it above you.
To care about, you know what I mean?
You're like, goddamn, I fucking hate these characters.
Yes.
Like, that's
and,
a weird.
And you're like, at least it brought out those emotions.
And like the first episode was like, you know, it was a good one. You know, that had a good setup and all that. He was the normal guy. She was like, all that, and it got died off from there.
And it just died after that.
Komi-san's also a better romance.
I mean, there's more aggression in that. They're like together in the first episode.
They're married, yeah. They're gonna get married, dude.
They're married.
Yeah. What do you mean better romance? They
marriage doesn't equal better romance.
They went on a date.
Have you seen
how many dates?
Have you seen the divorce rates?
You bring a real shit in there, no reason.
Bro, okay.
It's so weird because...
Oh,
it's
my
like,
bad.
It's weird because...
Damn,
why
okay.
I find that Arakawa has better characters, right? They're more like... There's like at least a weird and they have
but,
some personality.
But by how much, you know?
I mean, compared to like the characters in there were just archetypes and kind of shadow.
But they could have been... I think they could have been really well done.
But that made me laugh. Not even for the characters itself, but just some random shit, really.
But like, wait, are you saying Komi-san made you laugh?
Hmm?
Like, what made you laugh? Like the archetype characters?
No, like it was the part with the work characters in it. It was like
okay,
the
yeah.
one where like the maid guy who was like
yeah.
a super They're like, yeah, he wakes up, brushes his teeth, he shaves, and then he acts like a man and he's a meat and everything. But like, something like that. And it wasn't even characters in it.
Yeah.
The like, first episode was like, but then it's like, it kind of the same shit. I was like, oh, Kirby's son.
Wait, have I told you about Darren's opinion on it yet?
Yeah,
like, he...
really loved it, whatever.
Yeah, he really liked it. Kobe. Which is crazy. But then I also feel like it's because Darren's been on this like deep binge on like isekai animes. So maybe his like perception of anime is a little different right now. He told me specifically like he's looking for like bad anime, but like good enough that's watchable, but like bad anime that he could like watch while he's like doing uni shit.
Why?
Because like he doesn't want like something good because then but then he wants it bad enough that it's like watchable but then not bad like terribly that he like shuts it off and I was just like
tell him to watch Erica
and like Kobe-san kind of fits that bill so maybe that's like
it does
so it's exactly what he's looking for. I feel like that's why he was able to enjoy it.
Depends what movie.
I don't understand how you can watch something and do uni work though.
Just have it on.
But like, do you even pay any attention to it?
Yeah.
How though?
You just have
too much. Once you hear voices, you read subtitles and you look down.
I don't even need to watch them to hear voices.
Watch it on mute.
My god. That's too real. Schlime.
Dude, I wonder if me and Mark were gonna have the exact same list.
Probably. Let's go.
But no, so, like, the thing is, like, Kumasan was hyped.
It was hyped.
It was hyped. I remember, like, people were like, dude, wife, he was like, okay.
It was even hyped when it was, like, pretty much finishing the anime. I remember the scene in the sports festival when like, you know, she gets Gambate and then like he runs, you know, he picks kiss him and starts running.
See, that was good.
That was memed up. It was kind of meh. The anime did it, not the anime, the manga did it better.
Okay, sure. You did hear it in the manga, but whatever.
But the manga, the pacing felt better. The anime, it felt like a little off.
It was Netflix. They did like one season go, right?
I mean, season 2 is confirmed.
Season 2's out.
Is all of it out?
3 episodes, 2 episodes.
Yeah.
It's in my tab.
Check out next time for the podcast on Kami-san season 2. Are we gonna do season 2?
We have to.
Yeah, I guess we do.
Right after the.
I mean, it's a season 2. It may as well, right?
So should we jump to 5?
Sure.
Damn, we're spinning through this. This. I reckon the next 5, they could be pretty for us.
No.
No.
Mine is accurately determined, calculated, physics equation, quantum definition, spin, round up.
Too real, too spin.
Yeah.
Photon got spin,
mechanical.
Baby. Everything got spin, you know? Yeah.
The mechanics of the anime world have determined that my number 5 pick
is
Blue Period.
Mine's Toradora.
Toradora, my dick! Oh, my god, let's go!
Oh, that's crazy.
Let's go.
That's crazy.
Get it to it, baby.
That's crazy.
Get it to it.
That's crazy.
Get it to it, baby.
You don't know how crazy that is, dude. Because you two were hating the crazy on Blue Period when we're doing the episode on it.
Whoa.
The animation.
Dennis. I said the animation wasn't the best. It doesn't mean I hate. I said that I like. I literally said it was like the highlight of my week to watch anime.
The thing is, right? I remember when I watched Toradora, I felt kind of indifferent to it.
Okay.
I was like, my reaction was like. That was like my reaction when I played like Last of Us. It was just like. Right. But compared to like Koni, Naraka, I can understand why people like it a lot.
Okay.
But actually, I'm like, yeah.
Like it was the thing is, it was a good anime. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it's good.
Watching it the second
it's
time,
good anime.
Because a couple of these animes I watched for the second time, and it was like, I watched it with more clarity, and it's like, it hit me less emotionally, but I understood the not specifics, but like I understood a little bit more about, you know,
the drama.
Not the drama, but like, you know, the machinations of it.
The machinations, the mechanics.
The mechanics of it, that's it. Like, I was able to understand characters more. I could understand the purpose.
You had a more mature perspective.
Yeah, like he said that too after he watched it.
Because
Yeah, that's the second time.
I also thought that I was gonna
coming in.
Hate it.
Did you watch our episodes then? Using our points.
Wait, what was the channel that he ripped off before? Was it Weeby something? Club?
Weeb Nation.
Weeb Nation.
Oh, then, welcome back to Weeb Nation.
But it's funny, if I watch our old episodes, I just I would go to Michael and say, oh, that's nice, I'm gonna copy that.
Oh, dude, this Michael guy has a lot of good points.
Yeah, me, like putting like medal on myself, like Obama.
What?
Like the Obama
meme?
You
know Obama meme where he's putting a medal?
He's putting
like
a medal
on himself. Oh, yeah. On himself, yeah.
That would have made no sense of that.
Did you put Toradora as well?
Yeah. What did you pick? Why do you think I find
so Michael? I picked the blue period.
You're crazy.
No, because it's like,
you're crazy bash.
I've said this, and it's like, the only reason I actually like kind of enjoy the anime was because of the ship.
Imagine not even liking an anime for the anime.
And it's like,
imagine just like delusional.
After like a month or two afterwards, you know, you had some time to digest
it. Did you
write it? No, I didn't, because I fell out of the ship. It's not there anymore.
You know why? Because he rewatched the episode and he's like, fuck.
Yeah, I was cringing over the episode. I want to forget the period. I just want to erase it from my mind.
He's like, this is way too cringe.
I am never going to act that way in front of a camera ever again.
Why? Never again.
Just be yourself then.
It was so cringe.
You know, sometimes you don't have to be yourself.
Sometimes you don't, you know.
Like, sometimes you can't be what you want to be. Like,
sometimes it's better to just be chill, you know.
You know, sometimes it's better to act.
You say that, but you was defending yourself pretty much a lot in that episode.
Yeah, but
I'm trying to forget it.
He was delusional. He was going through some things, man. All right.
What?
What was I going through?
The horn dogs.
The horn.
He was going through the motions, bro.
I'm not gay.
Oh, I didn't say that.
No, you didn't say that.
Wow, I'm kind of offended. I'm sorry.
Yeah, why did you get offended?
There's nothing wrong with being gay, right? There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with being gay.
Dude, I got that. I got pinned by a student. That's a better way to put it. I got tricked by a student once. Because right. I was talking to him, and they were like, oh, blah, blah, sir. And they said something.
Can you
speak like,
properly?
I was like, nah, not like that. And they're like, what, sir? So you don't like gay people? And I'm like, bruh, don't say that out loud. I get finessed out of a job, out of my living.
You should be like, I do that, you touch him appropriately.
He said appropriately. He said appropriately.
That's too real. I thought he was going to say inappropriately.
He didn't say inappropriately. He said appropriately.
You shouldn't actually do that at all.
Like, can you touch a child appropriately?
If you're a teacher, you can't touch
anything. You can say that it's appropriately, but you can still get, like, sued.
Like, can you give, like, a head pat?
No.
That's a bit weird. You shaking hands is all right.
And that's appropriate.
Maybe you shake hands and you do like a little finger thing like this.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you give him the little. Oh, you give him the. Wait, did you guys see that?
What? Yeah, but like, for me.
Now, you're the one being inappropriate.
You're inappropriate.
So, like, Toradora for me is like something I watch after many romance com. Like, that phase, you know, when you're,
yeah.
Like, when you're like, oh, yeah, I'm just gonna watch all the rom-com.
Rom-com mood, you know.
And, you know, like, Toradora is like, the one you should watch like first, because it's considered like a classic.
It's a cult,
right? Yes.
Then after watching all those other ones, I watch yourself like, oh, I already seen this, you know. It kind of makes you go, okay, just indifferent. But I see where it came from.
Oh, but there was quite a bit of depth to characters.
It is. I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm saying I've seen so much, I'm like, oh, okay. It's fucking dead, you know. I'm not crazy, you know. It's still good.
Why do you pick Blue Period?
Wait, I think we should talk about it when like more of us pick it for one spot.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just gonna be talking about Toradora.
We gotta line up everything that we have. Nothing with
that. I really liked Toradora.
Okay, you can hold that.
Yeah, pick it when
you can pick that for when you get your.
Wait, what the fuck?
No, you can say
it. It's like. Like, because I've said in the episode, like, years ago, didn't really have a good opinion on Toradora. Yeah, I thought it was, meh. But now, I appreciate it a little bit more. And it's like, damn, it's a pretty solid anime.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be the other way around.
And I'm just like,
liquid?
The way I see it, right, is like, literally, between Blue Period and Toradora,
mm-hmm.
is like, oh, what would I... recommend to someone. I'll definitely tell them Toradora. What would I rather rewatch? Definitely Toradora. So it's like, oh yeah, in my head, Toradora is the better anime. So That's how it goes. Yeah.
In your head.
Yeah.
In my head.
Dude, stop. We're going to get flagged.
Zombie.
I think they would like to hear it better.
Cranberries?
Yeah, cranberries.
No.
I really feel like we could make like a compilation of all like the musical moments we've had so far. We've done it quite a bit.
That would get flagged so quickly.
You put on TikTok then.
We've done like
musical. Let's write a musical.
Because we've done like at least one every episode.
Maybe
two.
We should start a music podcast.
No.
Damn, okay.
Onto our four. I'm going first.
Yeah.
I mean, we know what it's gonna be.
Oh, okay.
It's
Toradora. Yeah. My number four.
Well, you already heard what you had to say, so.
What's your bias blue period?
My JJK.
You joke. You're a joke.
Son. There's no way, dude.
You're a damn fool.
This man put JJK.
This is why I'm telling you I've lost respect for Michael. This is why I'm telling you I've lost respect for Michael,
but
man.
Don't you see? I put it above those other.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
What do you, like, there's a question that you wouldn't?
I don't know why you're surprised.
I'm not.
You saw how I talked about it.
I know,
right?
But just like, oh, I want to kill you.
You saw how I talked about it.
I want to slaughter you.
But I also saw how you talked about Blue Period.
Yeah, but.
No. Oh, no. Look, it makes sense, but like, it just hurts to hear it. Like he, I think he definitely liked Blue Period more. He thought Jujutsu Kaisen was just like a stepping stone to what.
Okay, how about this? Are you including the manga of Blue Period in your thought process?
No. It's anime, man. Anime list, not manga
list. Oh shit, man.
Dang, what do you opposite? Manga list, not.
You should
anime
do a manga
list.
Podcast too.
All
right. Oh yeah, that's the deep berserk.
All right, see ya.
Is that finished?
No, the last chapter is the final chapter. It was confirmed.
Okay, because I heard they kept saying like they might continue it or some shit.
I think they said like the assistants and whatever like have plans, not plans, like discussing if they could continue it. But that last chapter is like the last chapter.
Yeah. Maybe they should do actually a good animation for it.
Let's kickstart it.
If an official anime studio couldn't do it, I don't know what we can do.
I think we're pretty good.
Like get money for it or like do it.
I mean, you know, they failed.
We'll be the producers.
What money do we get?
Like we don't need to be like the talent of the studio.
We'll just get the money.
Yeah, we'll just get the money and spend it.
Studio, be like, yo,
and spend it.
This is what we had.
Yeah,
bro.
We have the vision.
We had no plan. We was like, what studio? I don't know. We just need the money. It's like a scam.
We invested into the podcast.
Hey, we like, he's like, go find me. Hit Berserk Anime. He just says Berserk Anime. He's like, goal of like 10 billion yen of like whatever.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm waiting. Look how much it is by day one. A billion yen. That's amazing.
You think something like that could happen?
Yeah, we asked everyone in the world to give like $1.
I think if they
even
watch
people who don't even
the
know
podcast,
Berserk,
they'd take it back.
Nah.
Yeah.
I think they'll invest more money. We're the diamond in the rough. You know?
Yeah, like you said, we're the best anime podcast that there is.
Maybe we do YouTube. Get enough money to show them that Berserk is worth it, maybe.
What do you mean to show? Obviously Berserk is worth it.
Yeah, you haven't seen it.
What do you mean? I've seen the two animes.
He watched 3D version.
The bad one. The bad anime.
And he hates it.
Yeah, it's goated. No, it's goated, bro. 3D version's goated. What are you talking about?
I mean, they did do the horse scene.
Yeah, I kind of just got weirded out because I wasn't expecting anything. And it kind of just like, what the fuck?
Oh, okay.
Okay, but JJK.
Ray K. Rowling?
No, that's JK.
Ray J. Oh, Ray J. Kim K.
Kim K? KK. Kanye.
Kanye.
The thing is, right, okay, this is my process for this. This is how I reacted.
I don't think you have a
process to it.
Alright. Also, you're judging by emotion, not your brain.
But that too. But this is a
he obviously brain. Doesn't have a brain.
Objective
he obviously doesn't have a brain. Dude.
Objective this is not possible to do.
Yeah, you can.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
You could say Blue Period is a worse anime than Jujutsu Kaisen.
And that's your subjective opinion.
Oh, whoa. I wouldn't say that it's a worse anime. I'd say that Jujutsu Kaisen is a better anime.
It's the same thing.
No, they're not.
See, that's what I mean.
One's degrading. One is praising. Uplifting.
I like degrading.
Degrade man.
I put that above JJK.
I would as well.
I degrade man.
Okay, let's just put like random names of anime we watch into the list. What are you talking about?
Fairy Tail? That's my number 8.
Going back down now?
Don't bring Fairy Tail into this, bro. Don't bring Fairy Tail into this.
But why?
In terms
wrong?
Of
it's,
like,
it's goated. It's goated. Fairy Tail's goated. Power Fairy Tail,
right? I felt like I was bored, had no emotion to it. Next was like Kumi, right? I at least like laughed, or felt anger.
Okay.
Toradora, I was like, I understand why this show. I get it. Because the other two I didn't understand. And then JJK, I was like, I was bored for most of it. Until like one fight, I was like, oh, that's fun. Then another one at the end, I was like, oh, that's fun. And that was it.
So shouldn't you have rated...
You're saying the movie didn't do anything to it?
And the movie put up.
So you would have put it below Toradora without the movie?
No, I wouldn't.
The movie put it up. The movie moved it up.
No. The movie helped because the movie was like a better version of the series.
The movie was trash.
What the fuck?
See?
The
movie was mid as fuck.
See?
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was two different
movies. Megumi Ogata?
Fuck, dude.
Megumi Ogata?
And the movie was like, all I want to watch is more was like more character development. I like, make it a group thing, you know?
It's character development.
Yeah, it's better. I said, oh, that's alright.
Yeah. It was more than Blue Period.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you dare say that.
I'm saying it.
Don't you dare say
it. I'm saying that.
I'll slap you.
And then it's just like, okay.
I'll commit fraud.
I'm not saying it's horrible. See?
You're not. You're not.
It's not horrible. I like it. I like the series. I like it.
You don't like it. You can't like it.
I like it.
You can't like it.
Why are you acting like a fanboy?
He said he liked it.
I'm just saying you didn't like it. If you're bored, if your general consensus is you're bored, I'm going to say you didn't like it.
But he's saying he likes it.
I'm saying he didn't. It doesn't make sense to me. How can you call something boring and then say you like it? It's like saying The Wiggles is boring.
I like The Wiggles.
Yeah, but they're not boring.
I like fruit salad.
Fruit salad.
Hot potato. Hot potato.
That's another moment.
Hot potato. Hot potato.
But we never seen from Donald then.
Potato.
Choo choo, big red car. How does it go? Something like that. It's something like that.
Choo choo, check it,
Doja Cat. Postman Pat.
And Kafu.
Shaun the Sheep.
I like that song too.
Shaun the Sheep.
It's Shaun the Sheep. Gob.
Do I know that one?
Is the one that eats cheese?
Is that Gibba Gabba? Chibba. Chibba.
Oh.
Chibba.
Yes, I know.
He's one of the guys that he replaced the Sith Lord in the Star Wars movie.
Yeah, the claymations are really good.
Star Wars, the Clone Wars?
There's like a Will Smith version claymation.
I believe it.
Wait, what?
That's still a claymation podcast.
You know how long...
Of us, the claymation form?
I mean, it wouldn't be too hard to just leave them sitting there.
Like dead bodies after nuclear war fallout of Russia. Hey, what was you guys for?
Mine was Toradora.
You?
Mine was Blue Period.
Oh yeah. See, that's different. Alright, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about JJK when you guys pick it, whatever, right?
We already talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, but let's pick it when you guys probably pick the same.
So Blue Period is your 4.
Blue Period is my 4.
Is any reason particular?
I mean,
reason?
Look. Only reason I don't put it higher. No, the only reason it's there is because the ones above it are better than it. If there was worse things, hey, it would have been.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Like the ones above it are quite good. Like Blue Period was a great anime.
Great's a little too strong.
No, like fuck you. It's a great anime. Like I don't know. I got into my feels quite a bit, and like.
Did you cry?
I cried. Fuck yeah, I cried, dude.
I didn't
cry.
I also cried.
I cried multiple times, bro. I was just like, I was down there.
How many of these animes did I cry in?
They should have a mode of Pokemon Death saying I cried to this anime.
Yeah, I cried to this.
It should be like him watching like the Morrison Grom.
Like he has like a 0 like cry rate and a 0 like.
I mean, that's because he has no emotion. No, but I made him laugh.
They talk about the anime.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was my anime that made you laugh. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about Toradora for you as well.
No, I wanted to bring up a thing. I was thinking about, like, at the end, we try and, like, make a collective anime arc listing.
Oh, okay.
Overall?
Yeah.
Of any anime?
No, no, of...
So, we marginalize them.
Yeah, we, like merge.
Yeah.
Marginalize is not the correct word.
I realized that after I said it. Like, we average where we put them. And if... I reckon when we do it...
Any, like, close ones, yeah. we gotta, like, fucking punch each other or something.
Dude, I reckon... All right, look.
So, what are we doing?
I reckon if we had a punch out...
make a collective top 7 list.
So, like, we...
every anime we've done.
No, no, that merges out.
Out of this one! Alright, next.
What are you guys doing?
Number three. I did Toradora as number 4 because...
You already said why.
I like Toradora.
We know, bro.
So, our top 3.
Top 3, baby.
This guy has a different anime in his top 3, but ours top 2 is the same.
Yeah.
I
mean, if Blue Period isn't your 3rd, you're kind of crazy. What's your third? Okay. Okay.
Kids need it tonight, man.
Yeah, I dig it.
I found Blue Fairy more like interesting to me because it was more like, even though there's a lot of, like, theory, kind of informative at times, like talk about art, whatever.
Yeah, but how much of that can you take in?
All of it.
Like digest properly into your brain.
You can't digest it. It's an anime.
And it's like I like getting
figure
into, like,
of
new stuff, like in. Like, cause I've seen so much. I like every time I've seen like 20. It's kind of like, glaze over. Then like anime about like, oh, making mugs. It's like, oh, what's that? What's that about? It's different, and weird. I watch that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a new, you know, something to explore.
But I watched the rom com art anime, and that shit was pretty good.
Which one was that?
Art club something.
Yeah. Was that the one with the girl with the bunny?
Yeah, and the dude's a fucking straight up otaku.
And he's like low key, like
really
pervy.
Is that different?
You've seen it, haven't you?
Yeah, I like
it. Yeah, that was a good anime.
Why are you acting like it was like, oh, that's crazy. That sounds interesting. Yeah, I want to watch that.
Are we including that in the ranking?
No, I'm just saying, like, I like that more than Blue Period.
I don't know, though
it's, like, it's not it's as different as the Blue Period.
They stay in school in that one.
Yeah.
What would you say is better?
They're kind of different. Because that one's more lighthearted.
Yeah,
it is.
Like, but fun, which one?
It's fun, cute.
Which one would you?
I think I remember Blue Period better, but it's been a while since I watched Ark.
Yeah.
I just like the little blonde kid. It's cute. Weird.
I also like the blonde kid.
It's pretty cute. It's quirky. I found, because it's like, I like a lot of character drama.
Oh, wait. Did you mean the girl blonde kid? I meant the boy.
I meant the girl.
Yeah. We were talking about two different blondes.
Dude, I think everyone picked up on it. I'm not even going to lie to you. I think everyone picked up on it.
Surprising. Yeah, you cringe again, Dennis. Stop.
That's not cringe. I was just settling a misunderstanding.
Dennis, take a breather.
Yeah.
Just relax for a minute.
I was more invested in the show because I like all the characters.
Yeah.
Did you?
I like
all the characters.
I was more interested.
Name them.
Yuji Todori.
What the fuck?
Maki.
It's a
Dogger Sensei.
And yet you put it below Blue Period? You motherfucker.
I watched it recently, alright? But yeah, I like these arcs more. They're more like, I like the main, because the main, like most main characters you see, like, so it's kind of like, it's hard to find a good main character read a lot in anime, because it's kind of the same archetype, like I'm good, confident, cocky.
I like this main character too,
but it's nice to see something different.
Yeah, it's more relatable.
Because this guy is like,
he's lost.
And he's not like confident, he acts it. But he's not really that confident in himself. And I like that he shows that.
It's insecure.
That's interesting in the character.
Itadori
was like insecure and vulnerable.
No.
Yeah, when he died, basically.
What do you mean basically? He died.
Yeah.
He died.
Yeah, he did die.
Everyone would get vulnerable in that. I'm talking about like, normal moments. And he got back to life anyway.
That's a lot different.
Yeah, but it was vulnerable.
You know what happened? When his friends thought he died and they weeped,
He joked about it. Wow. Because Gojo told him to do it. Because Gojo said he would make him laugh.
To be honest, that is actually pretty. That was pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
No, because the thing
is, what are you gonna do? They think you're dead anyway.
Yeah, because like the thing is, your friends, because the joke,
dude, you've known him for 3 days. Who cares?
What is wrong with playing with people's emotions?
Yeah, exactly. They know 3 days, but they care about him. Why?
How does he know that?
What do you mean? How does he know
that? How does he know that they care that much?
No. He knows.
Does he?
Yeah. Does he? And I think it was more than 3 days, wasn't it?
It's basically like three. Basically,
it was like
they had him for 3 days.
And anime time is different because like.
It literally seemed like 3 days.
Yeah, yeah, because like for us it felt like that. But I'm saying like, because like they did like a whole thing where like, Itadori taught Megumi like how to cook something or something like that.
You could do that in one day.
Well, like it felt like it was longer.
The off screen doesn't count.
Okay, it doesn't.
We could teach you how to cook up a meal in like 20-30 minutes.
I watch cooking videos on YouTube all the time.
Do you remember that part?
Cooking episode.
Spoilers. Block ears, spoilers.
What the fuck?
I'm JoJo.
Spoiler. Whoa, spoilers. Dude, you can't say it either way.
Yeah, you can't.
He's gonna be listening to it. You can't say it.
You can block his ears.
You're telling me to block my ears and then, say it. Why are you talking loudly, motherfucker? And then he's gonna, the mic's gonna pick it up. I'm gonna have to edit it.
That's like after that battle and everything.
A bit.
Thought he lost. You know?
That was a bit.
There's nothing wrong with manipulating your friends.
Look, I don't like agreeing with Dennis when he's talking like this. jumping out of a cake isn't the worst way, because it's like the thing is, they're gonna be mad at you either
see
way.
You see your friend, I guess, have like a hole in his heart, naked in the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, and he falls down.
Okay, but he wasn't, the people weren't allowed to know that he was alive.
Yeah, but he knew.
He knew, but no one else was allowed to know.
So, his
friend knew that he was dead.
Would you rather have like an epic entrance where he like says like, "Hey, do you miss me?" And he walks down the steps and he's like, "What's up?"
Or would you like
a normal one?
He lands and he punches someone and he's like, "Crazy."
Because like the whole thing is, it's orchestrated by Gojo. It's not like Itadori was like, "I'm gonna fucking do this."
Yeah, he should be like, "I don't want to do that, Kyo."
Dude, Itadori is an idiot.
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, so like I don't get what you're saying here. It's like
I think it's jarring. Alright. It's just fucked up.
I'm sorry.
No, I felt
it's not that fucked up.
It's not that fucked up.
It's not that fucked up. Like I'm like
it's like when Goku dies and then he gets brought back to life and he's like, "Hey guys, what's up?" It's like, motherfucker, you just died.
Yeah, because this is that universe where everyone comes back to life at one point.
Dude, I don't think it's even that toying. It's not like anyone's gonna get traumatized from that.
I think that's the thing. Like JJK isn't that like
JK Rowling.
Isn't that like fucking
JJBA.
Doesn't have that dark of a tone where it's gonna be like, "Oh shit, man, these characters are fucking traumatized.
Oh my god, dude, he just like got sad.
Wait, maybe the next arc is gonna be
oh my god, his friends are just weeping for him.
Oh my god, bro.
How crazy is that?
Oh my god, these characters hold grudges because they wanna have sex.
What?
That is just being cringe again. See, Maki, that was a joke. That was a joke.
Maki just hold a grudge because she wanna have sex with her.
To be fair,
that is definitely a possible source of anger.
Sexual tension.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Just like
he should have like when he came out of the cage, should have hit his willy instead.
Just like between me and Dennis.
Nah, that didn't do well. He should make a new joke.
He should have had his willy out instead.
That was pretty good. I like that. I like that one.
Next anime.
What's it?
No. You're the only one who said three.
Oh yeah, what are you guys?
Yeah, we haven't said our three.
Blue period. Violet Evergarden.
Violet Evergarden.
My guy.
So yeah. Violet.
Yeah, I see
that. That's the thing.
The name was Violet Evergarden, right?
No, shut the fuck up. Me and Alex are gonna talk about Violet Evergarden. Right. Violet Evergarden. Beautifully animated anime.
Oh, dude, fantastically animated. Also, wait, he ranked Violet Evergarden harder than Alucard.
No, he did.
Whoa, what are you talking about, Dennis? This guy ranked it higher. Fucking idiot. This guy was acting like it was elite, mate. He's like, no. I didn't mean how he's gonna talk about this. Fucking idiot, dude. Idiot.
Violet Evergarden. You know, it just it was lacking in a lot of areas.
See, look at that. Now he realized. He's like talking that. He's like going forward now.
Dude, to be honest, the animation was shit. I reckon they could have done way better. They could have done way better.
No, you can't say that. Wrong. You can't say that. No, you're objectively
I'm
wrong.
I'm not. It could have been better. The OST sucked. There was zero character development.
Say the opposite now.
The character design was terrible. The last movies were good.
So say the opposite of what we said during this whole podcast.
Maybe.
Has your opinion on Violet ever gotten changed after like a little month?
Watching the movie? Like, mine changed the second time I watched it.
The series, but I'm talking about the movie specifically.
No.
No? You still think it's like shit ending?
I think it's a shit ending.
You agree with that.
I didn't agree with that. It lowered it.
I didn't think it was like amazing, but like I understood it. I didn't say it ruined it. I said like I understand it because it's like Violet's happy ending.
Cringe.
I think that's my problem. It's kind of like self-indulgent a bit. It's like imagine. Okay, this is why. Like,
so it's a JK female Rowling. Fantasy.
JK Rowling.
Wow, that's almost like it was like all about
JK Rowling, right? So spoilers for Harry Potter.
The author of Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Right?
Hey, yeah. Please don't spoil Fantastic
when
Beasts.
When S died.
Who?
Snakey died.
Oh my god.
In the movie, in real life.
Oh my god.
Whoa. What do you mean in real life?
Alan Rickman.
He right? died?
That's his actor?
Yes.
Is it Alan Rickman?
I didn't even know he died, man.
When he died, of course, you know, the fans want to, like, if he came back to life, the fans would be, you know, you love that, right? But then, because they didn't bring him back, it was stronger, like, impact. That's why it's like, same thing here was like, they should have kept him dead and not brought him back. The major.
But he was always supposed to be alive.
But at the ending of it, but the thing is, right?
The ambiguity.
The anime ending was like, for her letting go.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
He was like walking in the other direction. That was the imagery. But then, because the director herself was like, yeah, I'm finished. I don't want to do anything else more. This is what I wanted to tell for the story. And then, like, nah, I'm going to bring him back though.
Without spoiling for, Alex.
Wait, what?
Right?
Okay.
Like, all I'm going to say is, right, it's like, is it... I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to draw the connections, right? And you can piece it together, story, right? Okay. The Code Geass movie.
Okay.
Is that not, like, kind of similar to what you're saying?
Yes.
But the difference is, like, you need that to happen for there to be another movie.
Yeah, but I never wanted one.
Oh, man.
See, that's the thing, right? It's like as an anime adaptation is kind of messy, not production wise, but like just source material wise. It's kind of like they added like anime original characters, but they do nothing with it.
Yeah, it's like it felt like they didn't have like a lot of like a plan.
You know? Exactly, and like it's the thing where like ended up legit the last arc for the girl in the movie was like, damn, the phone was the hero the whole time.
That wasn't her arc.
That was her arc.
That's not her arc.
That was her arc. No, I'm making a joke here, but it's funny because she had no character arc. Her arc was like, damn, the film was better than me.
She had an arc. Her arc was, she wanted to be the best.
But she did it.
What are they called? Dolls?
Yeah.
She wanted to be the best
but
doll.
She did.
Oh, that's her arc. She never gets to be.
That's what I mean. That's not the arc though. She's not like satisfied.
But she's cute.
Is Ash trying to be the best?
Yeah.
Pokemon Master,
no.
Yeah.
An arc if he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the same for her.
She's very different things.
It's her journey, not the end.
Yes.
But
yes.
The journey led her to be like, damn, films are better than me. It wasn't like planned from the beginning. Right? It was just like, oh.
You don't know that. They showed the lamps since the first episode being lit up by a man.
And then in the end,
it was electricity.
Light it up.
It's electricity. See,
it's all about connecting the dots here.
You're just so small minded.
You're so.
I can't believe you put Violet Evergarden number 2 instead of 3 like us.
The thing is, right?
We're talking this guy down too real.
The thing is, right? But out of all the animes, I got like the most out of this one. In terms of just like pure design and animation wise.
Oh yeah,
director.
I would say yeah. This
director,
this had.
Tom Robinson,
This might have like the best production in fucking
out of
the rest of the podcast.
Done. Yeah.
For, like for like maybe like the next like 2 years.
But I mean, we've also talked a lot about it. Like, we don't have to talk about it heaps right now.
The production?
The anime.
Oh yeah, because we haven't given. Oh no, we've said.
I said that. You said why not, Michael? It'd be short otherwise. You bastard.
Yeah, but like we don't need to talk about it too much.
Well, we've been going on for like 50 minutes so far.
Yeah.
So our number two.
Yeah.
This is where you and me differ. This is where we part ways.
No, it's not.
So we part ways.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
GTA.
Bye everyone.
It's where we part ways, Dennis. Sayonara. How could you rank Violet Evergarden so low?
What the fuck?
I can't believe you didn't put it number one. I can't believe you didn't put it number one.
You bastard. You bastard. Alright, so we again picked three different animes. Yeah, so you know, we are not the same person with like the same taste in anime.
Yeah,
you know?
My
we're
taste
all
is better than theirs.
Individual specimens.
I mean, we agreed mostly in Violet Evergarden in the pod. Most
times
we agree. Yeah. We agree with a lot of things.
But
it's interesting when it gets diverse.
Usually, if someone's going to differ, it's Michael. Unfortunately, you and me actually have a similar taste in anime. And appreciation.
Should we talk about what? Which one?
The room.
Start with... Oh, let's do the ones that we've done. We'll leave his GTO last.
Sure.
So...
Why? My GTO is 7 on mine.
Best for last, baby.
Mine was 8. Actually, no. Number 8 was Tokyo Revengers.
Shit. We're going back old school.
Mix it up. So, Jujutsu Kaisen. I've said in the podcast where I was like, it has the potential to be my new favorite shonen. It hasn't reached there yet, but I see the buildings of it. And then like
Wolfsdorf said, brick by brick, gonna make a strong wall.
Rock by rock.
Like Wolfsdorf.
Like Dwayne the Rock.
Yes.
You know what's sad? I was watching an interview of Will Smith, and he was like, yeah.
After that?
It was from before, and it was like, when I was 15, my first girlfriend cheated on me, and I decided to become one of the best actors so it wouldn't happen again.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Yeah, but it's kind of fucked up. No, wasn't it a thing where, like, Jada was, like really, like, into Tupac? Like, they were, they had a strong, No, they weren't dating. They were not.
I'm pretty sure they
were. No, they were not. They were just, like, they had, a really close friendship.
Okay.
Cat.
And,
I reckon they fucked.
And then it was, like, a thing where, like, Will Smith would be there in, like, the room with the two and see how, like, well they got along. And he's, like, this is the guy I'm, like, competing against?
Yeah.
Tupac? The greatest?
Yeah, apparently sometimes Tupac would, like, start on Will.
It's like how like in R. Kelly,
and who?
And be like an underage girl, and the first person would be like, it'd be like, it's kind of a weird relationship. I think they're just friends. That turns out they're fucking.
Or he was peeing on him.
It's one sided.
That didn't happen yet.
It's
come on.
Say stuff like that, you're gonna make sure you say it so it's one sided because it was one sided. They weren't fucking. He was fucking. Okay, let's.
How do you know this?
Because it's.
He was in the room.
Were you there?
I'm Will Smith.
What the fuck? You're not black.
That's hot.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
You said we're gonna talk about it last.
No, GTO last.
Oh, right.
It's a pretty good anime.
You said fuck you to that. Yeah.
Well, I give it a 10 out of 10, right? Because I'm like, that's some good shit. Like, I can't wait for season 2. That's what I'm saying.
How about a movie?
Is it a movie?
We watched a movie together.
Oh shit.
See, he forgot that.
It was us three and Joseph McLaughlin.
No, because you know me. The fuck, I only know the voice actor's name. What's his actual name?
Alex Nolan.
Megumi Ogata's character.
Yuta.
Yes.
Hiroshima.
No, that's not his name. But Yuta and Inumaki.
Yeah.
Yeah. Toge.
See? He's doing it again.
The ship.
He's been cringe again. See that?
Is it cringe?
Yeah, it's cringe.
No, it's better this time because I'm not like I'm not like screaming and hyperventilating because that shit was like really hard to watch.
That was really hard to watch. I actually quite enjoyed watching that episode.
I hated it.
It was. I didn't see that cringe.
I actually didn't finish it.
Yeah, you told
us. We said so much N words.
Oh. Well, don't say we. You did. Nah, I've listened to it.
It's okay, so you got anything left to say about Violet Evergarden?
Hmm? No, you rated Violet.
You say anything on Jujutsu?
I'm not onto Jujutsu yet.
He's number two is GTA.
I'm on GTA. Let's
skip to our ones.
I was talking about Jujutsu because it's my number one. There's only one left.
What the fuck?
I'm the.
Do you know how hard this is gonna be for when I edit this in and I have to like put in like.
Be 1 second is GTA 1 and another second is GTA 1.
Oops. Alright, just cut it.
Shall we just go to our ones and then like just encompass everything after that?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
So now my number one was GTA Great Teacher Onizuka. Onizuka, Ikichi, Onizuka.
Inubaku.
Onibaku?
Who the hell is Onibaku?
It's Danma and Okichi's.
No, it's like, that's what the guy said.
Okichi? I said Okichi.
It's what the guy said.
Okichi.
When he was like... my number one is Great Teacher Onizuka.
You asked me what?
Is yours Evangelion?
One Egg Priority.
Fucking know it.
Shit, that was pretty good.
I'm in the middle of editing that episode right now.
One Egg Priority, did it?
You're in the middle of One Egg Priority.
I don't remember watching it.
We did like a whole episode on it.
You're right.
On One Egg Priority, I'll tell you.
We should just do an anime arc episode about One Egg Priority, but we haven't seen it. We should just talk about how good it is and imagine how it is. Like,
I love the character development in One Egg Priority.
Yes, I love
it. My favorite character is the
egg. We should do it, see how long we can like bullshit for.
I don't think we can bullshit for that long.
Best episode.
People that have watched it would like, be like, what?
And I was like, yeah, One Egg Priority is good.
I really like when they were wearing the yellow raincoats. It was really cute.
When they were at school, I reckon that was my favorite part.
I like the blue hair
girl. I like those like bouncing eye thingies.
Okay, now you lost me.
What?
You know, you don't remember this? In the episode where I lost the red one.
Don't you remember the teacher student relationship?
Look, but
in the anime,
was that anime look,
Dennis, you know I don't like that, but the action scene has to be like goated. One of the most goated action scenes.
Did you see it got nominated for like comedy? It's funny, isn't it, guys?
It was so funny.
It's so funny. Dude, I can is a better comedy than GTA. I'll say it.
Crunchyroll nominated for action. You should have won that too.
That's what I'm saying. The
action scenes were like the blue hair girl. And the girl. I don't know the names, guys.
Yeah, the blue hair girl.
Yukidori.
Itadori? Yuji?
You forgot Itadori's name.
Remember she used Bunkai?
I think she did use Bunkai.
I don't know how they got away with it.
What is a Bunkai?
I'm not up to we can make a Bunkai compilation. We've done that quite a bit as well.
Well, you have.
the big episode would just be our same Bunkai over and over again.
I mean, that's good content for me, honestly. I'll watch that.
In the background, yes.
Ten
hours.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's like every 5 minutes you hear someone scream. It's Bunkai.
I like it a lot, actually.
So GTA.
GTA. Pretty good anime.
Great Teacher Onizuka.
Onizuka.
What's your number one?
Oh, One Egg Priority.
Okay.
Yeah. One. Yeah.
I just say One Egg Priority, but it actually means GTA.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean.
I'm pretty sure I knew you guys were gonna pick GTA as number one.
Because One Egg Priority is much better than GTA. I mean,
look, it's I think One Egg Priority has so much more character development than GTA. Like, even though GTA has 50 episodes, One Egg Priority is still way better.
That's crazy.
I think One Egg Priority is better than JJK. Because
Joe Rogan?
Imagine Joe Rogan as a teacher. He teaches podcasting. How he educates the students is by bringing them to his podcast to talk to him for 10 hours.
I mean, he does know MMA.
He used to be a commentator, previous one.
So, he could probably, actually fight, Onizuka.
But he's not about that anymore.
I thought he was a teacher.
He used to be a part of a duel with, Will Smith.
What?
Like Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
He's like, I don't understand what he's saying, Wilson. But Wilson just slaps him because he's racist.
You know,
but then, right? One egg priority. Reason why I like it better than JJK because it's like the main character.
Yeah.
Right.
The blue really hair is.
The blue hair girl.
Oh, the
yeah.
one with the rain jacket. The yellow rain jacket.
Hair and blue in the manga. That's so weird. I found out.
What?
I remember. Do you remember the manga?
But yes, blue hair.
Where's the blue hair in the manga? She dyed it in like one part. And Onisuka like hugged her because she's like, Dad, did you remind me of.
Oh. He's actually talking about GTA.
We already did this bit in the episode. You don't even repeat the bit.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about GTA.
Thing is, why do you think it's better than JK?
He's he put JJK up.
I the thing is, I'm not including the movie in this ranking.
Wait, this is crazy. Didn't he say the movie put JJK down?
Yeah, but that's why I just said just then. I'm not including the movie.
Why not? What are you talking about?
Because the movie brought it down for me.
Okay, that's like saying, no, the bad parts, no, but good parts stay in
yes,
anime.
Yes, yes,
that makes no sense.
Yes.
It's
that,
part
yeah,
of the
that makes
series.
No sense.
It's part of the same series.
It makes no sense.
I'm ranking them separately. In my head, they're
separate. Did the Violet Evergarden last movie put the series down for you?
No.
It makes no sense.
No, I'm joking. The movie didn't put it down that bad. I like the movie quite a bit.
So you like the Violet Evergarden movie more than the Jujutsu Kaisen movie?
Yeah.
No, I like the Jujutsu Kaisen movie more than Violet Evergarden.
Then how could it drop Jujutsu Kaisen from number one?
As a joke, I said I'm including the movie in this ranking.
But you changed his mind. But you've been saying that the movie drops it. Like you didn't
it's
like
to annoy you, Dennis. I'm doing it to annoy you.
No, I think you just haven't like put your.
No, I'm keeping it 100.
Are you?
Or no, is the because meat getting I wasn't prepared.
Is the mead getting to you?
The mead.
Sponsored by the mead. That's
sponsored by mead. Me.
Did we make the mead?
Yeah, we made it.
Okay.
It is when we had that meeting last week.
The meeting.
Yeah, the meeting all about you. Made I mean, all about me. In Miami.
So, what do you think GTO is better than Jujutsu Kaisen?
I think Jujutsu Kaisen is better than GTO. Just because I like them all. You know, I'm a training junkie. You know that.
Yeah, sure.
GTA is a shonen.
Yes, it is.
It is, and it's good. It's only problem is it old. Was lengthy, which is good and bad.
Shonen is lengthy, though.
Shut up, Michael.
Black Clover is 110 episodes.
Michael, shut up for a damn second.
You can't.
Fire Force is like 50.
Shut up for Fire Force, goated. I'd watch Fire Force over GTA. Yeah. No. Now, like... Thing is, GTO was good. It was definitely a great anime.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the first letter. I mean, word.
Only thing.
Great.
A letter.
Well, G is a letter.
It is a letter.
You weren't wrong for both sides, actually. You're correcting yourself in Wolfish.
I didn't correct myself. I added on to it.
You said no to a word, and you changed it for no reason. But yes.
Go.
You said it was long.
Go on.
Nah, it they're both great. I only think that like separates them is that I like.
You
like
Maki.
I like. Yeah.
You like Maki.
I'm an action junkie. That's the only reason. And the thing is, like, if I was to like rate it, I'm like, which one's actually better? Like, without like personal like opinion, I'd say that like GTO is better. But I also cringed a lot. That's one of the things I cringed a lot at GTO because. He does a lot of shit that I wouldn't, as a teacher, like...
He's a personal thing.
I wouldn't advise.
Yeah.
Have you heard of death of a teacher?
Yes. It's when a teacher dies.
He's not wrong.
But yeah, but... What so, you're saying, how would you handle those situations?
Brother.
How would...
I don't know, legally?
Imagine, right, you get
legally?
Photoshopped into like a sex horse thing.
Yeah.
How would you handle it? Would you go up to the student and be like, yo, that's some bad skills.
Legally, I bet like if you get evidence, you can get the student expelled or some shit.
Yes, I would.
But then what happens if he goes down a dark path?
Fam.
He can use his skills for more positive.
No, okay. You want me to tell...
Like
if
porn.
I was to tell you what I'd actually do, what I would do is if I knew someone from the class, didn't know who, even if I did know who, I would just talk to them. I wouldn't try to get them expelled, but I also wouldn't ask them to make me porn.
I mean, the whole thing, it's very extreme. Like you're never really going to catch a student do that. Will you?
Like, if I was...
Geta, bro.
I mean, they're...
I think, like, a fight is more likely than, like, anything else.
Or just, like, someone watching, like, porn at school.
Well, I was talking about, like, an attack against a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're more likely to, like, fight a teacher than, like, harass them with, like, fucking blackmail and all the other shit.
Although, like, deepfakes are becoming... Yeah, that's true. Or just shit talk them.
Actually, with deepfakes...
Deepfakes are becoming a lot more popular.
That might happen.
Yes,
it's possible. I mean, like the harassment on female teachers.
Yeah.
And it's like, well,
female teachers is like,
oh, no, that's been happening since we were in school. I remember that. We had a whole talk.
No one deepfaked the teacher.
Like harassment.
Oh, yeah, that was harassment. Yeah.
That was my class. We harassed the teacher. Not me, my class.
You sure about that?
I remember
that year we were in, all the boys had gathered to one room. And the teachers would talk about us, like, respecting female teachers.
I thought that was a talk about, like, which way do you put your pants on?
No.
Was that a different talk?
That's a different talk.
Which year?
I forgot. But I remember it was, like, all of us in the drama room.
Oh, the drama room one, yeah.
And it was funny because we were saying nothing so we could just get it over with.
Yeah.
Because, and then, like, the nurse, right, nurse was like, oh, why do you, like, kill hookers in video games? And Luke...
Oh, I remember this, yes.
I remember Luke's like, because it's funny, we're like, ah, kill us. And all of us reacted the same way. It was quite...
I'm going to edit it.
Thank you.
It was an indictment. It didn't
one
help
hour
us
night,
at all.
Because, like, the thing is, right, I mean, they did have a point in terms of, like, when you get desensitized to stuff, you do get, like, a little more edgy with your, like, jokes, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, like...
You should still respect women and respect teachers especially.
I mean, just respect people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not objects.
Yeah,
like anime
we
characters.
You can tell the difference between reality
Dennis,
and fiction.
I've talked about this
yeah,
before.
Yeah. Like, I can separate fantasy
Dennis,
from reality.
I've talked about this
like
before.
Luke said,
We are not. We are respecting fictional characters, okay? In this house, we respect
but
fictional.
I can Dennis, separate fantasy from reality.
In this house, we respect
like,
fictional characters, okay?
I know Luke Leone said... That he's fun to kill hookers in games, but he's not gonna do that shit in real life.
Yeah, he won't.
No. But it's not just it's not only
Luke
Leone
from Mercy College. He said that.
Why are you going?
That lives in Lansdale.
I don't know that. That's fine.
Should I edit this out? Or...
No, it's fine.
Like people are gonna run up to Luke's house like you. How dare you? He's like, oh shit.
No, but the thing is, the point is, it's like it's not killing hookers in games. That's fun. It's just killing people in games. Is fun. Doesn't mean I'm gonna kill someone in real life.
Fantasy.
It's fantasy. It's like, the thing about killing hookers is like, if I see a girl on the street in GTA, if I see a boy on the street in GTA, I'm gonna run them over, regardless of who they are.
What the fuck? That's fucked up.
How?
He's an equal opportunity hater.
I pull out, like, I play GTA to commit felonies.
Atrocities.
Like, I committed fraud, like, murder, like, I don't even know. Like
student-teacher relationships.
Dennis, I have fucking standards. I swear to God, I have standards.
You just got to take this out of on TikTok, you know?
I got standards.
Community
bro.
Atrocities. you dub in the have student-teacher relationship.
I would rather commit a war crime than commit a student-teacher relationship.
That's respect.
That's different.
Actually, no, that's not respect.
That's different.
That's kind of weird, bro. That's kind of weird, bro.
I'd kill women and children that are just living in their homes. You know, I respect that.
It's out of context.
I'm clipping that.
In context is kind of weird.
I'm clipping that.
It makes yourself look bad. What do you mean?
It also makes you look bad.
So for what?
Me saying I'd rather commit war crimes and you saying I respect that.
That
makes you look bad.
Caught you there.
I mean, I respect everything to a certain degree.
Hey, that's respect.
That's respect.
That's respect.
That's respect.
You gotta respect the grind.
What are we talking about again?
One priority,
I find like I don't think I like because I've seen because what I like in anime is that type of like solving like character problems, you know what I mean? Like the main character has like insight into this problem and then he's
with her like yellow raincoat.
But the thing is, it's been done so much before.
But this is like
wait, what?
What do you mean like what?
It's been done so much before.
Like the general idea, like the premise of One Direct Priority has been like I've seen it before, but this one does it very well.
No, this is there's a different spin.
Yeah, I feel like
it's a thing.
Okay,
this
but
is like social satire.
Okay, yes, but it has a spin, But the basis, like the foundation, is very similar to other animes.
But I haven't really seen like another anime get as like edgy as Wonder Egg Priority. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of edgy.
This goes to like social satire level or like over the top audacity. I can't believe he did this. You know?
And some of it is like a lot of stuff like got cut out, I think, in the anime. But like a lot of the
raunchy shit in the manga.
The manga one, like they would do like a bunch of cult stuff. That's actually like from real life.
And so there's a thing where like there's a he took it like a huge shit. He's like, here it is, you wanna see it? It's like this giant turd.
It's a giant turd. Like,
mosaic over it. And they never do that shit in the thing because it's so raunchy. But then like, I don't think I've seen an anime where it's like, oh, my students bullied me in school, right? He can't hit him. But later on, they bark off the wrong tree. And then he's like, you think he's gonna save him? But no, he also does the bullying himself. It beats the shit out of them. And that's just the funny, that's...
Waterboards them.
And then he takes a smoke and is like, you know guys, your teachers are humans too. And then he skims this deep message. And then you see, it cuts to the faces of students and they're like dying. And it's like this contrast, it's just like, you never see that anywhere else besides Wonder Egg Priority.
Besides Wonder Egg Priority, it's my favorite anime last year.
You know, it came out, it was a prequel to Wonder Egg Priority called like One...
Shonen Junai Priority?
Wonder Shonen.
Wonder. It's Wonder Priority.
Tokyo Revengers.
Music?
Come on. OP, ED, OP, EDs, dude. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Everything in GTR, I would say it's better than Jujutsu.
Back to back, OP.
I would not say everything.
Everything.
I would definitely not say everything. I would not say everything.
Everything. Even the fight scenes. Oh my god, I love Wonder Egg Priority.
You're definitely capping.
You're definitely
capping on a bro.
You see Gojo dressing up in Storamon with fucking Hokum hands, smoking a cigar, holding it somehow. Can you do that with his infinite powers? He can't. Can he? He's a blind cunt. He can't do that.
He's not blind.
He can't do that.
That's ableist, Michael.
And the thing is, one of the priority main character, Blue Hair Girl, is like human. He's fallible. He has flaws, right? He's not like solving every problem with like a flex of like the color spectrum.
Yeah, but how sick is that?
Yeah,
red,
it's pretty
blue,
cool.
Purple.
It's pretty cool. Murasaki.
It's pretty sick.
But I bet if the one egg priority main character got into Jujutsu Kaisen, he could talk.
Look
to the other guy.
If you want to talk about realism,
I don't talk about realism. I didn't say that.
You said he doesn't solve problems.
I said he's vulnerable. He's flawed.
He should be in jail.
He doesn't, for sexual harassment. He doesn't hide. Japan's different.
Sometimes you should hide. Sometimes there's things you should hide.
Japan's different.
Look, it's a great anime, but it's got some like stuff that I can't overlook.
Like,
I've said it before.
But like, you haven't seen Wonder Egg Priority. What are you talking about?
I've seen it. I watched it before you guys.
Should we try to like do a merch thing and then just end it there?
Yeah, let's do a merch thing. I'll write down and then. Alright, so I'll write down mine.
No, did you have anything for GTA? I mean, Wonder Egg Priority.
Wonder Egg Priority. It is like a top 10 anime for me of all time. And that on its own says enough.
Okay.
You and me rated Toradora the same, right?
No.
No, you didn't. He read higher than us.
You and me
you
rated.
Me
rated
wrote,
yeah. What did you rate fifth?
Blue period.
What did you rate fourth?
Toradora. Wait, four? JJK.
What did you rate fourth?
Toradora.
Third?
Violet. No, blue period.
You just say my list. Violet.
Third?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
GTA? You read a Jujutsu Kaisen?
No.
Violet Evergarden was third?
My second was JJK.
He put two Violet.
Which means you're Violet Evergarden. Okay. So currently, in seventh place, we have Arakawa. In sixth place, we have Komi. Fifth place, we got Toradora. Now, here's where the heat kicks in.
The heat.
Here's where we start.
Is it the mild paprika?
The pedal to the metal. The paprika of the paprika.
This is where we like quit working with each other.
Number four.
Should do the mojo voice.
Blue period.
I'm fine with that.
Number three, Violet Evergarden.
Okay.
Number two, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
Number one, One Direct Priority.
This sounds just like my list, one thing flipped up.
This sounds like
I thought it was an A.
Fuck, so that sounds like your list.
I thought it was an A, so you put like, I thought we wrote Arakawa for some reason at the top.
Arakawa Under the Bridge is number one.
Shit, you're right.
So it's clear that One Direct Priority was the best of the seven that we watched.
Yeah.
There's a medium against me.
Mine are like basically all the same.
Should I make like my anime list club?
So in people can add stuff?
Discuss other episodes?
Yeah.
Like episode one of my anime arc.
Yeah.
And it's just you saying something and no one responds.
You can't say that because he's just going to copy everything you say on
it. Well, I was going to say it so like I convinced him to like make an account so he can
Copying people?
Start adding anime to his list.
Nice. To too much time.
I've been running out of time, running through my mind.
You want to just tell the viewers our next animes and then just spin the wheel and then end it there?
Yeah.
How much animes do you want to watch?
All of them.
12. That's how much a normal season is, right?
Shut the fuck up.
You know we're not going to be able to
do
12.
You shut up. I'll kill you.
You know we're not that good.
Once it comes
to... Can you do the top whatever that we pick one that we no one else will watch?
I mean...
That we want to watch.
Because like the whole thing is, right, is... Well, when was it? You said like in September you're going to go for prac?
Yeah, for like 10 weeks between like July and September. July, August, September.
Damn. So our list is like this year is never going to be like fully complete.
Like the thing is, because the thing, unless we do animes that I've already seen, I can't do it. Like I won't have time to binge an anime.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm pretty like...
But then like a seasonal you might be able to do? You think?
Like a seasonal I won't be able to do. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
The seasonal that I've seen, yeah. So anything from last season or this season.
But then it's very likely like we're not going to be due like for 10 weeks.
I'll fight you.
All right, so the animes that we have on the list.
By Adam Driver.
Attack on Titan. Because you haven't seen season
2.
He hasn't seen season 2 to current.
Shit, that's crazy.
I know then, what happens, but you know.
What happens? What happens?
I'm gonna do the Kenny arc, right?
Kenny.
That's like
forward Kenny arc. After that arc.
Yo, Kenny. Sora. Kenny made his.
So beats. Yeah, you're like basically halfway through season 3.
Kenny smelled his feet.
But yeah, we have Attack on Titan, and then that ends on season 4, part 2, or final season, part 2.
Season coming out.
Yeah.
Is it another season, or is it going
to
be a movie?
Apparently, they changed it to a season now.
That's pretty funny, dude.
It is very funny.
I remember when I was watching, damn, dude, finally, final part. No, part 1 to what?
My favorite thing is, I feel like they could have ended it at nearly the end of any season.
So we have Attack on Titan, and then we have Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
Alright.
I look funny.
Then we have Karakai Jozu no Takagi, which is Teasing Master Takagi.
A lot of
is that
episodes.
Is that on the list? Is
yes.
That on the list?
It's on the list.
Is that currently on the list, yeah?
Yes.
Bravo, you're clapping.
Season 3 came out last season. Then we have Sono Bisque Doll wa Koi wo Suru.
That is the goat of my life.
Yeah, I was telling you about it. It's pretty good, eh?
We'll wait for the episode.
Venidas no Kart. Mario Kart.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, it's something like the case of Venidas or something like that.
What is this?
Is this one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a two-part.
Yep, it's a two-parter.
Yeah, I meant to be watching that shit.
Then we have Sasaki to Tomiano.
Boy Love.
What's that?
Boys Love.
This one.
It's like two boys. Romance.
Nice.
It's really highly rated. Kind of crazy.
Is it not rape?
Like,
it doesn't look like rape.
He's talking about like...
It looks very wholesome.
It has... Yeah. As long as it's...
I reckon as long as it's good.
We have all summer ranking.
King of rankings.
Ranking of kings.
King of rankings.
King of rankings. Wandering priority. And then we have 86, which is a two-parter.
Is that finished?
Yes.
They actually finished?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if the, like, the
second part's finished.
Yeah, I don't know if the anime is, like, the series is finished.
It doesn't
It was delayed for a minute.
So you want to do a spin the willy thingy? Majiggy?
Not adding any more? Or is that it?
Oh, shit. Oh, that's we actually eight. Have to watch something for next week.
That's eight.
All right. Go ahead, Bo.
Should we... Are we only going to be doing eight?
I kind of watch. I kind of want to watch the Boys Love one first. I haven't watched a romance in a while.
Can I add any to the list?
Naruto.
We can add Fire Force.
That's for like normal stuff.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, shut up, Dennis. That's a stupid idea. Right?
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm quitting this anime.
Why?
Podcast.
What was left on the list? I forget. Takagi. Dress Up Darling. I probably should have been filling this in while I was listing them.
You can just probably write the first two, three letters.
Nah, that's too crazy, bro. Vanitas. Sasaki. Sasaki is one of my favorite VTubers.
No connection there.
Yeah. You mean YouTubers?
Okay, who would like to spin the wheel?
So what are we doing? Do we add more?
Yeah. I think 8 is a good number just for now. 8
is a good number.
You know.
Okay.
There's no...
I'm predicting it's going to land into Takagi.
That'll make me very happy.
That'd be like 3 seasons to catch up.
Oh, you want to spin it?
No, you spin it.
Okay, I'll spin it.
I've watched the first season. Half of it.
I watched none.
Well, you get what you wanted.
Sasaki.
Sasaki Tomiano.
Is it BL?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It is 12 episodes, I believe.
That's probably I feel like that's probably the best, like the most doable one.
Okay.
I'm probably gonna end up binging on Tuesday night.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do we have any plans on another filler episode? Should we? Are we gonna do like at the end of the season?
How many?
If we have nothing to do, we should do a filler.
Yeah.
But I think we're good.
Or if we don't have time to watch. Like with Takagi, if Takagi comes up, we gotta do a filler. 100%.
That's like 3 seasons now.
Yeah.
Infinitus is like 2-parter. 86 2-parter as well.
I reckon that shouldn't be too bad.
Demon Slayer as well. It's like a 2-parter.
But you guys finished Demon Slayer, right?
Yeah, you finished Demon Slayer. You finished Takagi.
Are we gonna stop recording?
Yeah.
Alright.
That was episode 22. Wait, 22? That's crazy, bro.
We only have 30 more to go for a whole year.
For Code Geass episode 50.
Can't wait to use my gear.
See ya.
No, I want to do my intro, outro.
Intro?
Do it.
Do another intro?
Yeah, another. Thank you for watching episode. Like, comment, subscribe, guys. See ya.
By me next.